Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Monday.
Good morning.
Holy cow. I thought you got your house fixed. I thought they fixed it.
They had finished the ceiling work on
Wait, hold
Friday.
On. So go back. So Sarah's going straight at Yuzette because Yuzette posted, it's raining in my house right now.
It was raining.
I didn't see, you know what? I couldn't see the video. I think I was on the road at the time. Mm-hmm.
Or, did you hear it though?
No, I couldn't hear it either because I never turned the volume on anything. But I saw the post that said, it's raining in my house. So we know you had workers in.
They
the
finished
past week
on Friday. They
dealing
finished.
With a toilet leak mm-hmm. situation.
That
so one of you
down.
Makes giant dinosaur dumps or something.
Don't, please, yeah. don't even
probably use
that.
So for
I don't
2 weeks.
I'm in the mood for that kind of S today.
Sure you are. We're doing a show. You need
no.
to be in the mood.
No, I'm totally so, in the mood to have a good time.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time.
That's not anything to do with what's going on. If so, it was, I'd be like, yeah, oh yeah, it's totally my fault.
Dinosaur dumps, but you don't have those. Okay,
so I don't even poop.
Oh well, okay. Well it's because
I'm a lady.
You're a woman.
Yes,
right. Women don't poop. Everyone yes. knows that. So, 2 or so weeks ago, you have a leak, like it's coming down through the ceiling in your apartment. But you filled just. Remember, you said there was like just a bucket. You were able to sort of keep up with it, but there was water coming down.
Yeah, there
so
was
they come
cracks
in
the dining area, and it was about. 5 weeks ago that
oh,
it happened.
5 weeks ago.
Yeah, because they had to come in and dry everything out for
oh, right.
about 5 days. And then they come and then they have to tape everything off and do
oh
patch the ceiling. And everybody was so good and so nice and awesome. And then
and it was done.
And they were done on Friday.
Like they were done and no more.
Well, the next stop is Vic is coming today from Carpeteria to do the new carpet upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Shame. And so we were on our way to being done. And then Sunday morning, John and I slept together on Saturday night. And so Sunday morning, he got up and he flushed the toilet and got back in the bed. And then I remember hearing about an hour later, I heard like gurgling noises from the toilet.
Oh, no.
I popped up so fast. I'm like, oh, my God. And so, get up. John gets up, and the carpet is flooded.
Oh.
Just flooded. And then he's like, oh, no. And then I started to hear something downstairs.
Oh, no.
And it was loud. It was so incredibly
well,
loud.
It's if you watch the video on Yuzette's Instagram, her Instagram handle is just Yuzette, because there's only one. It sounds like I actually thought maybe your roof had started to leak. It's that much.
And it was raining outside, but it's not the rain. It's coming directly from upstairs.
Oh, God. After
so it's
all
not
that.
The dining room now. Now it's the living room. And
so it's further down the pipe.
I guess. Yeah. We had people in all day yesterday. We had people in coming in today.
Oh my
Even,
God.
I mean, the guy, what was his name? He's such a nice guy. He came last night. This dude he's from Belfour Property Restoration. His name is Scott. He came last night at 7 o'clock to do an authorization form for insurance uh-huh. and all this stuff. But they were at our house. We called Allstate. That happened about 6 in the morning.
Oh.
Immediately, I called the 800 number for Allstate. Lady answers the phone. Super nice. We then called the Belfour people. I called the plumber.
They're the ones who did the work leading
yeah.
up to this point?
Yeah. And so those guys were at our house, you know, within 2 hours.
Wow, on a Sunday morning.
On a Sunday morning, a crew of like four people. And, you know, we were busy trying to dry the hardwood floors.
Oh, my God.
The new floors.
The brand new floors.
The new furniture that we got.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, you said.
I know.
That is such a nightmare. Oh, I'm so sorry. I know it's been such a trying couple of weeks just getting the work done to this point. Now it's going to start all over again.
Oh. So the fans were all there last night.
Oh, you love that.
I love that. I can't hear my TV, Vinny.
So what is it?
Well, we just think they're going to put a camera in. Nick from our plumbing guy from San Carlos, he's going to come in and put a camera in the toilet and go down the pipes.
Down the waistline.
Yeah.
There's something yeah. there.
So that's I don't really know, Vinny. I don't know how plumbing works, but
it's gravity.
But no one, hold on. But no one can say it's this pipe. It's broken.
Not yet.
Mm-mm. So you're gonna cut into your walls.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
I know, right? It's amazing. I'm amazing.
Well, at least with the camera, they'll know.
Yeah,
they'll be able to see if it's a blockage or whatever it is, and they'll just be able to cut that one. Well, although. The whole drywall looked effed up. Like a huge crack and like, I mean, your whole ceiling's going to have to get replaced.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Everyone already said it on my Instagram for you, Herman. shoot. What was I going to tell you guys? Oh, I'm concerned because, you know, we love our plumber, but it costs a fortune. And insurance, I guess, doesn't cover that part of the plumbing issue.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not.
Yeah. So that's a bummer. Coming straight out of our pocket. And we don't know what else is going
to
come straight out of our pocket.
Well, it's just, I mean,
like, the
me,
claim hasn't even been finished yet. And
now there's more.
Yeah, now there's
so
more.
So the first problem where they thought it was the toilet, they were correct, and yet it wasn't that. It was farther down the line.
It sounds like it.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's just exhausting. I'm like, I just want to lay, like, I want to lay down and go to sleep.
John,
just thinking about this.
What reminded me is John is not really necessarily a morning person. Like, he's a little groggy in the morning.
I'm surprised by that because he gets up early with you.
He does.
Does breakfast for you.
He does, but he's rummy in the morning. And so he, like.
Rummy?
Like, his head isn't clear. I think he's just a guy that needs, like, a cup of coffee and, you
and
know,
a couple minutes.
And a smoke. And a couple minutes. You know, to get his mind together. Me, I hop right up, and he's just like, oh, no. Oh. And then he's like, what are we going to do? Grabbing his head.
Oh, he grabbed your hair, his hair.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God.
honey, don't worry.
Oh, you wear the calm one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you would be the one freaking out.
Oh, no.
I would be the one freaking out at my house.
No, when it goes to certain situations, I'm like all business. I'm like, all right, here's what we're going to do. Have a seat. Let me do something real quick, and I wanted to get it for the insurance company, the video and all that stuff. Get the insurance card out. I go, let me do this. I'll handle it. I'll call.
Oh, God.
Get the claim number. Sit down.
Turns out you're the John in your relationship.
Well,
who knew?
But as the day went
I
on,
I wouldn't say that.
Right, as the day went
she
on,
she was yesterday.
He becomes more of the John,
right,
and I
become
back to use that.
You
know,
can, you're free
useless.
Then to freak out, right? Oh, okay.
I become my useless self.
In a real emergency, though, the John in you comes out. That's good to know. Don't worry, I can handle this.
And I'm like, I got to go get something to eat. So we went, while they were, you know, doing their stuff, we went and I got this big ass breakfast and it had Bloody Mary.
Oh, good. Nice.
Like, okay, let's go back.
Oh. Boy, that does not sound fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, you know what? And I told him this morning, he said, I woke up with all kinds of feelings. I'm like, okay, what? He goes, well, I feel sad. I feel mad. I feel anxious. I feel just heartbroken that this is going on. What could I have done? And it's just like, honey, nothing. Listen, we got to count our blessings because we have so many great people helping us out, coming to our rescue. They're wonderful people. And you know what? We're not Guerneville. Look at the people there.
No kidding.
Look at the tornadoes around. I mean.
Right. The fires.
We're going to be
you're
okay.
Fine. You guys
we're
are perfectly
be okay.
fine.
Don't even trip.
It is It's tough, though. It's hard because you just feel like, okay, here's something that's happening that I can't fix myself. It's, you know, I'm not equipped to do that.
He goes, I'm too old for this.
Oh.
Poor thing.
God, it's awful.
Don't worry.
Well.
Don't worry. He goes this morning, he goes, well, you're beautiful, and I'm so glad I have you and Ella.
Oh, he, see, he was counting his blessings. Well, that's very nice.
In my mind, I thought, oh, it's a good thing your vision's going. No.
I'm convinced that's why our vision goes as we get older. As you get up real close to these people that, you know, you've been with all this time, you just sort of have a memory of what they look like.
And it helps us stay in love.
Sure. Yep, because all the skin tags and all the things that are
all the wrinkles
and things that are happening on your face.
The 20 pounds heavier.
Sure, I can't even see that. What are you talking about? You look exactly like you've always looked.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I'm like, okay. I go, don't worry. You know, just I'll be home. As soon as the show ends today, I'll be right home.
Oh,
my
God.
We'll see what else we can do to help the situation.
Well, good luck.
Yay. Thank you.
And way to have some perspective on it, Yuzette.
Well, you have to.
Yes.
What else have I got?
Because, right, it's either that or a total emotional meltdown.
Yeah, which that's not going to happen.
That's where I'd be.
Anyway, how are you guys? How was your weekend? Vincent, you were riding around picking up your mom. How did that all go down?
Did you break down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had something go on.
Boy, Instagram is absolutely the best. That's where you like find out what's going on in everybody's life and what's happening.
And the picture of the dog.
Which car broke down?
Her car broke down.
Oh, her car. Oh, you flew down.
And then drove her car back.
I told you guys that when I left here. Well, I mean, we went
to I was thinking
a meeting with the CEO.
How was that? How was that?
David. I loved it.
It's great. David Field. Woo!
I was waiting for the ANN to, you know, stand up and ask
I know.
A
where
question.
Was the ANN? While the other news orgs were asking questions. And by all of them, I mean
he wasn't
going
to like my question. I had one in my head and I was like, you know, you're just going to stir up some.
I did actually think to myself, there's no question that any of us could ask that would go over here.
Yeah. Well,
it's the
CEO, and I'm going to ask a question, and he's going to be like, are there clients in this room? I'm going to kill that kid. I had a pointed question.
Ooh.
Did
you say what it is?
No, not here, not into this microphone. That would be worse than having asked it in there. Anyway, I had one, but I just went, you know what? I'm going to zip it and get out of here clean. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it was a Friday.
You don't need a second Friday meeting.
It's actually not a bad idea to have a meeting on a Friday because everyone just wants to go.
Shut the hell up and leave. Yeah. Right.
So do you think when he says all questions are welcome, he means it?
No, I think he meant, you know.
All questions that are going to be easy enough for me to answer.
Right.
Positive, yeah.
It was funny because only KCBS people were asking. He's like, I want a question from someone who isn't KCBS. And I'm thinking to myself, what if nobody else has one? It's like, please, someone, ask a question.
Anyway, so we drove and I flew down to, where is that?
It's
Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Where she was late to pick me up because she made a wrong turn and it was raining and she was stressed. And I was like, man, I'm going to do calisthenics in the window. You let me know when you're here. So I'm stretching, getting ready for our long trip home.
Yeah.
And when she finally pulled up, she's like, I made it. You take over. I can't do another minute behind the wheel, that was the plan the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to Bakersfield and stopped for gas and turned the car off and it didn't turn back on. The battery died.
Oh my God. Oh, so just the battery though. Do you get a jump from somebody and you're okay or?
It was absolutely no big deal. Like, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know.
Amen.
Is it a newer car?
Amen is right. It's newish. Yeah. 2015.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of
what's the make and model?
Some VW thing.
Mm. Oh.
Freaking VW.
I know.
Boo.
So I know, dude. Well, I told you guys long before the VW sort of started burning everybody in the country that we had a lot of VWs in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of them have been phased out except this one.
Well,
anyway, we
didn't happen to her.
She pees the dog. I know. I mean, there's so many reasons why it was actually fine. We called AAA. The guy comes out. He tests everything. I'm having that. Oh, man. We're staying in Bakersfield tonight.
What I like to call hell on earth.
Oh, God, not Bakersfield. Why?
Let's see. Bakersfield by Saya. Bakersfield by Saya.
So the guy goes, your battery's dead. So did you gas up? And I was like, that's why we're here, Holmes. That's what we came here for.
That's what we deal with gas stations.
And he goes, all right, so don't turn the car off. You can get home if you don't turn the car off.
So he jumped you.
He jumped me.
So it just isn't hot. So it just isn't recharging or whatever.
Yeah, it was. Well, the alternator was fine. He does it. He did a neat little test, and he comes back and he goes, "Everything's working except your battery."
So she just needs a new battery,
right?
And once that's, then the alternator will feed it.
And it was daylight. It was at a gas station. Mm. It was right off the free. Like, there was so many things that could have been 100.
Worse, yeah.
I've had mega problems in life. That was nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, that was nothing. I've been in car crashes. I've been broke down.
Yeah, you actually look pretty happy.
In bad neighborhoods. Yeah. Where, and not had the money to pay to fix it and been like, I'm just going to leave you. I gotta save myself.
I'm going to go hide.
You're staying the night. I'll see you later. I'll come back with help. I need backup.
I promise I'll be back.
So, yeah.
Don't
it was
be scared.
Nothing. We made the drive home. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
What time did you finally get back home?
Late. 7:30 something. I, got on the plane at 9 and got home at 7 something. So
it was a long day.
But whatever. Mm-hmm. We made it. It's all good.
Was Isla still awake when her grandma,
oh, yeah. She was staying up for Nona. You bet.
Oh.
She's like, are you tired? I have a spot in my bed for you.
Oh, did she sleep in the bed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Nona's sleeping with her.
That's
I don't
adorable.
Think she has the, I don't think she has it in her to say, no, honey, I'd like to sleep in my own spot.
Yeah.
So she's cool. She hasn't said she doesn't want to sleep with her.
And she has a bed available to her.
Yeah.
Oh, then that's where she wants
but
to
I
sleep.
But I think she likes it.
Yeah, of course she does. Mm-hmm.
But she wouldn't say. I don't think she'd say.
Yeah, maybe after a
I think
few
she'd
days.
Say to you guys, like, you can you help me? I really want to.
Get this kid off me.
So did you have to go purchase a new battery yesterday?
We haven't done parked? Anything about it yesterday.
Leave that puppy there. We'll deal with you another
time. I had to do laundry and, get my life together for the work week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and go look for surf and get skunked. Man, this weather will never end.
I know.
We've got another
it's
week
so
of rain.
Annoying.
Do you know that?
Yeah. Yes.
Scary.
So to clarify, you didn't spend the night in Bakersfield, correct?
No, we...
Thank God.
You know the picture I posted? That was part of the 35 minutes we were there.
Oh, that's not
and
bad.
Of course, the reason
AAA
I posted
showed right
is because I had
great.
Nothing to do. So I'm like, hey, you know what? I should post.
Right? Here I am in Bakersfield,
and you know
broken
what?
Down.
There's no kids. I can actually post a picture of me and this dog instead of me
what
and my kids.
What dog is that? What's the name
that's
of
my
it?
Mom's dog, Shadow.
Shadow.
Really, darling.
Is that old dog, young dog?
He's oldish now, yeah, but that dog is your Shadow.
Mm-hmm. So that's aptly
that's
named.
The name comes from him being underfoot.
Is he just a Shadow for her or anybody who's kind to him?
Anybody. He
I
is
like
a Shadow.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's sweet. They just want to be with a person.
I'm right here.
Hi.
They do, but then that could be, you could trip over it.
Yeah, right. No, he'll, when you sit down on the couch, he is under your feet. Mm. So... Oh, come on, man. You got to give me a spot to put my foot down.
Yeah. And don't be mad when I put it on you. You're the one who put yourself there. That's sweet, though.
Yeah, so it's
just
all good.
Just wants to be next to you.
Now, how about you? Did you and the two Johns and Deb get ripped Friday and Saturday night?
We did get a little ripped on Friday.
All right.
And by a little, I mean we water methoded it and played some. We played couples cribbage, which was nice. We watched a movie. Oh, you know what we watched is Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm. I'd already seen it, but I was fine with it. I knew I was going to fall asleep at 10 o'clock anyway. So I sat there and watched it with them. And Saturday night, though, it was just John and me, and it was nice. We caught up on Handmaid's Tale. And
where'd the other two go?
Some friend of his from work came over his house.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they invited us, but I was like, we're just going to hang out. I didn't want to drink again. Mm. Trying to, as I've said, I'm trying to slow my roll. Figure one night of partying is enough. And then last night, Hooman came over. Hooman, by the way, brings his own food now.
I got a reduced inflammation in my body.
He does not like our cooking, so he brought this gigantic bowl of salad that had a potato, like a baked potato cut in half inside of it. So like salad with two chunks of potato in it. Yeah. And then like a little
thing of carrot
jelly
juice.
Jar of soup, a giant jar of carrot juice. Some kind of flaxseed oil, yeah. A shot of apple cider vinegar.
Isn't the etiquette that he needs to bring it for everyone?
He doesn't have
nobody
to.
Nobody wants to eat this food. I don't even want to eat it.
Yeah, nobody. No, what he wanted was the damn tacos we were having.
Did.
They were so good. We're eating tacos in front of them.
Yeah, it's very bland, but I got to just do stuff to aid my
He downed healing. It, too. It was a huge salad bowl of salad, and he just, like a trooper, put that away.
Mm.
Are you still hungry after all that, too?
I'm not, but I'm not excited about eating, which is sad, you know.
So he's doing this. He says, I'm on a special diet for my back.
I am.
Nice.
Thanks.
And what about
I've never heard of enemas curing stuff. I've never heard of diets curing. Like, this is, you really are on the cutting edge.
Thank you so much.
Well,
yeah,
it's
I know.
For the inflammation in your body, right?
Yeah.
That's what these foods
I'm
are.
Advanced.
These are anti-inflammatory foods. Mm-hmm. A baked potato. Just plain, no
salt,
none of the good stuff
no
on
butter.
It.
Who told you to eat this way?
Gerson, the Gerson Institute.
Oh.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, we're back to Gerson?
I'm just doing their food. I'm eating their food. Yeah, I am.
Gerson is the enema place.
It is
yes.
The enema place.
Are you doing enemas again?
I was for a little bit and then, you know, had to let those go.
Why?
Hey.
Hold your water.
Because I'm doing some stuff with some doctors and stuff.
And they're
with
saying,
my
don't
back.
Do that?
No, it's just they're doing some things, and I don't want the enemas to interfere with what they're doing. Mm. So,
oh.
It's very complicated. My back is complicated.
How's it feeling?
Well, it was feeling great until last night, and then it started hurting again.
Oh. What? Was it Debbie's machine?
I think it might have been, yeah.
What
I didn't
machine?
Want to say it.
What are you talking about?
She's got this, like,
electric
machine. I don't know what the hell this thing is, but she's just, it's humongous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Humongous. So he's saying, oh, yeah, my back's been hurting me, and he eats the special salad foods.
And everyone's she staring goes, at him going, what are you doing, dude?
So right. She says, I'm going to go get my machine.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's like the size of a suitcase. She walks back to her apartment, gets this machine, and walks it back and, like, puts these, like, electrodes all over his back, like, down his crack, all over him.
She's all up in my grill.
He literally, she was like, well, you could let your pants down a little bit, like, to, you know, get these things positioned right. And then she turns it up, and she says, you have to stop me when it starts electrocuting you.
I think I've used those things before.
It's a totally known thing.
They're wonderful.
Well, he's saying it wasn't wonderful.
You didn't like it?
Well, I did like it, but something happened last night where, you know, I'm sleeping and then, you know, 1:30 I had to go to the bathroom. And then when I went back to bed, I was like, oh, my back is killing me again.
Mm.
And it was like I made some good strides, but it's okay. This thing's just going to take some time. Nobody write in. I got this. Thank you, texters. Feel free not to write in about this.
Do you
this.
Got it?
I do.
I'm not sure that you do.
It just takes time. These things take time.
I mean, it sounds like your strives aren't working.
Mm. Well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And
one strive forward, three strives back.
Not three. I was like two strives forward, and now I'm two strives back. I'm back to where I started.
Huh. So you're completely... In
no.
pain again.
No, not completely. I'd say, like, I was 90% better, and now I'm only 50% better.
Oh.
So can you
force
can
drives.
You stand up? Can you stand up and touch your toes right now?
No.
That would hurt you.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Could you get down but not get back up?
No, I can get down and up. Like, I can, you know.
Slowly.
I mean, I can bend over and stuff like that.
If a woman of your dreams, like the lady that loves Jesus and loves you and
yes.
earns it, and could you give it to her soundly tonight
yeah,
when
you
get
deliver?
Home? Could you get home and be like, I can, yes.
Don't you think
honey.
That would be a good exercise?
I'd be happy to.
Are you like...
Take you to Pound Town.
It all depends on the position. Are you talking missionary?
Yes.
You're
talking missionary.
Yeah, mission. Could you give it to her missionary style?
Right. And
her
just,
on top doing all the work, no problem. How about that?
No.
I
sure.
don't know the weight on you.
No, she's like, listen.
Don't crush me.
No,
I
have
want
to
you
to do it on the side.
Oh, could you do that? Could you do it that way?
On the side?
Yeah, sideways.
That actually has its own challenges.
Mm. It does?
I believe that it does.
That's not the easiest way.
No, it's not.
There's
even some like lifting that has to happen to free the hips to do the things that they need to do.
I could do it like lovingly and slow, but if you're talking about a serious pounding.
Yeah, pound town.
Like just throw her through the wall with my pelvis. That kind. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, kind of.
Like shoot her through like
shoot
that?
Right through
what she wants. She's like, yeah, really. Give it to
I
me.
I don't think I've got that kind of pelvic power right
now.
Oh,
boy. That's too bad.
Sorry to hear that. Well, on that note, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Stand by for more of this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.